Proclamation number 7765 of 6th of December, 1960. Evaluation of the Divine Word. What you receive from above as my word can only be properly assessed by those people who are already able to be enlightened by their spirit and their thinking. They will recognize that it is knowledge which truly outshines earthly wisdom, that it cannot be compared to intellectual knowledge, that it flows from the original source of light and truth and can never be replaced by earthly knowledge. It requires an awakened spirit in order to be able to form an opinion about it, because it is completely different areas into which the human being is allowed to gain insight than the areas which the intellectual human being touches, which he seeks to explore. To the intellectual person, such knowledge also appears unnecessary and worthless because it is unprovable. And yet, it is the most important thing, it is the most precious asset a person can acquire on earth, for it is everlasting and follows the person into eternity. And anyone who calls this knowledge his own will truly have soon reached his aim of earthly life. He will not have lived in vain on earth, for in order to be able to receive such knowledge he must also have reached a certain degree of maturity of the soul. He must have kindled love within himself, which is the purpose and aim of earthly life. It is the word from above which my love sends to you, a light. The human being no longer walks along in spiritual darkness. He has already regained a certain degree of realization which was once his own, and now he can constantly increase this degree of realization, for he is impelled by his spirit within himself to establish an ever more intimate bond with me, which also inevitably leads to an ever higher degree of maturity. It is wisdom which is imparted to you from above, and for the recognition of which the human being must stand in love. Otherwise the spirit in him will not awaken, which gives him the understanding for the wisdoms, which are therefore of divine origin. For this reason every person can consider himself fortunate who accepts my word within himself, who feels addressed by it, who recognizes the Father's voice and therefore now also his will and follows it. For my spirit is already working in him, otherwise he would lack all understanding and reject my word. But I know who is open to it, who desires wisdom from above, who is so intimately united with me that I myself can address him through my word which is conveyed to him through my messengers. And it will become increasingly brighter in them because I know what they desire to know and where they can be given information. For I know the hearts of my own. And I truly feed and water all who hunger and thirst and let themselves be satisfied by me. And their souls will feel the benefit when a light shines to them from above, when they come to realization. When the soul now understands my rule and activity, which only ever applies to the perfection of my children who have to pass their last test of will in earthly life. And thus I want to make this understandable to them so that they will know their task on earth and voluntarily strive towards me. Supported by my strength and grace, which they receive with every word they listen to, which sounds to them from above and which they can only hear when the Spirit has awakened to life. But then they will recognize my greater than great love, and they will now also return love to me and be mine for all eternity. Amen.